proclamation number 5589 dated the January 29, 1953. Sudden end amid the ecstasy of worldly pleasure. In the ecstasy of worldly pleasure, people pay no attention to the signs from above, and the end is approaching with giant strides. The world keeps all their senses enthralled and utterly blurs the spirit. They respect no God and fear no power above, for they are content with the measures taken by the ruling powers, and the more secular their worldly promises of improvements are, the more they applaud them. It is the same state of affairs as it was at the time of the great flood. Their increased lust for life allows for no spiritual thoughts, and the fulfillment of their wishes and cravings is sinful because they discard all moderation and indulge in unbridled pleasure and thereby completely put themselves into the hands of God's adversary. And he has won his game with these people. He enticed them with earthly possessions and won them over surprisingly quickly. But his victory signifies death for people, death of body and soul, for the end will not be long in coming. The end will come amid the ecstasy of pleasure, unexpectedly and so fast that no one will be able to think about it and there will be no more escape. They certainly could have recognized that it was shortly before midnight, for all the signs pointed to it. Yet they kept their eyes and ears closed as not having to hear and see what they didn't want to hear and see. And thus the end will come unexpectedly. When lust and vice have reached their climax, when sin gets so out of control that it can no longer be stopped by the warnings and admonitions of God's servants, then the judgment must come, which has always been and forever will be announced. Therefore, pay attention to the signs. Earthly prosperity will be recognizable, which will signify an uninhibited enjoyment of life for worldly people who try to gain whatever they can from the world. In so doing they will find their faithful brother's admonitions inconvenient and getting in their way. For this reason the latter will be treated with such hostility that a time of need will commence for the believers for the sake of Jesus' name, because the goal of the sinner's attacks will focus on his teaching and because everyone professing Jesus and his teaching will be deprived of everything essential for living. However, this time of need will be a temporarily blessing for the believers, for their faith will become increasingly stronger since obvious strength will be conveyed to them from above and because they will be able to hear the word of God either directly or through his messengers. And this time is still ahead of you. It will arrive without fail and must be overcome, because it is necessary to separate the goats from the sheep, because every individual person's attitude must be clarified. Every single person must make a decision for or against God, and since this decision shall be taken in complete free will, the pressure exerted by the earthly authority will be permitted, just as blessings from above will provide exceptional strength to those who want to make use of them in faith in God, in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. People will still have to go through difficult times. Yet blessed is he who experiences life as difficult. For the others will go down because they paid no attention to any signs, because they feared nothing and yet will nevertheless have to face God's decision on the day of judgment when the end of this earth has come. Amen.